Investigations are continuing today following an explosion at a homeless hostel in Dublin yesterday. A man in his 30s from Lithuania died after an improvised explosive device detonated in his room at the DePaul homeless hostel in Little Britain Street in Dublin's north inner city. The man was the only person in the room at the time, and the device was in the room with him when it exploded. There were 73 other residents at the hostel at the time, none of whom were injured. They were later taken to alternative accommodation for the night. Let's speak to the CEO of DePaul, David Carroll, who's on the line now. David Carroll, good afternoon. Thanks for taking our call today.
Thanks, Gavin.
Take us through what happened yesterday.
Well, we at 3:30, I suppose, experienced within the building that there was an explosion, and immediately our emergency kind of protocols kicked into place, and we managed to evacuate the building. As you say, there are 73 people who are accommodated in Little Britain Street. And Little Britain Street is a specialised unit that works with people with the greatest kind of complex needs. We were able to evacuate the building within a 2 to 3 minute period. We then were able to congregate everybody within our emergency dispersal point, which is was in George's Hill. From then, we were able to find accommodation for all of the other service users. So, you know, I have a great degree of kind of pride today around how it was handled. Particularly because we got huge support from obviously the emergency services who were on the scene immediately, but also as well from Dublin Regional Homes Executive and our other NGO partners who assisted us in supporting a group of very, very vulnerable people. And when I talk about, you know, vulnerable people, you know, we had people on walking frames who were evacuated from the building. So great degree of pride for how well our staff handled it, but particularly for our service users who left the building without any problems because they're well versed in all of the emergency protocols that we do have in that building, leaving behind possessions, leaving behind phones, money, clothes. We have a great degree of relief and pride that went as well as it could have.
What do you know about what caused the explosion?
Well, there's an ongoing Gardaí investigation at the moment, and we'll allow that investigation to kind of occur, and we don't have any details ourselves about how it occurred.
Do you know why the explosive device or the disposal team were called in?
No, we have no kind of information around that at the present moment, other than what you have yourself, Gavin.
How much damage was done to the building?
Well, we were fortunate that it was contained within one part of the building in one room. So there was a damage done to that particular room, but not enough damage for us to be able to get back into the building. And that's probably one of our kind of main objectives at the moment. Main objective really is to kind of support those individuals until we can get back in. They're all dispersed throughout temporary accommodation right through the city. And we've set up an incident management centre within our central office in Dublin City Centre to be able to support those individuals over the weekend. We're hoping to get back into the building as soon as possible.
Are you able to find places for all of them to stay?
Yeah, I mean, last night it was remarkable that we were able to find beds for everybody last night. And what we're focusing on at the moment is making sure everybody has their medication, making sure everybody has access to medical services, and obviously, you know, welfare emergency payments, because people left money and possessions behind. So our Little Britain Street team will be supporting people right through that accommodation throughout the weekend until we can get back into the building.
What can you tell us about the man who died?
Well, we can't really kind of reveal anything about the individual at the moment. I think we need to kind of respect that at the moment. And, you know, and hopefully we can respect that.
David Carroll, CEO of DePaul, thank you very much for speaking to us.